Good evening. This is Rabbi Mayevsky. This is Nitzavim is actually the perfect parsha before Rosh Hashanah. And it ties in very well with last week's parsha. Last week's parsha, we ended the, it was the Tochacha, and Moshe instructed Bnei Yisrael, six Shvatim on top of Har Ebal, six Shvatim on top of Har Gerizim. And now the parsha moves on to the next level, and Moshe is trying to tell them because he sees that there is some displeasure, certainly amongst the people who are on Har Ebal, and the fact that they seem to be split. And now he begins the parsha very simply to react to the situation, to resolve it. And he says, Atem nitzavim hayom kulchem. Let's stop thinking about, don't focus on who was on Har Ebal, on who was on Har Gerizim. It was just choreography, there was nothing meant by it particularly, but Atem nitzavim hayom kulchem. Right now, we're all on an even plane. We're all standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're all even. It's the new year. It says that hayom hazeh niyeh saliyom. Today is you became a people. Now, you're on the precipice of going into Eretz Yisrael, and now we're all even, Stephen, at this point in time. Get ready to march. Nobody has any leg up on the other person. Nobody, that we all have the same opportunity for our future. And that's it. Don't worry about where you were standing. Tabchem nisheichem v'gercho asher b'kerv machanecha mechotei v'itzecha v'at shoev me'mecha. Everyone. Nobody is higher or lower than everybody else. And this is a very important factor when we deal with it because we have this pecking order that we always assume amongst the people. But the reality is, in the eyes of God, we're all on an even keel. And now Rosh Hashanah begins, we begin the new year. We have the opportunity to use the new year as a stepping stone. As I mention all the time when it says in the parasha V'shavto, as the Sha'ad HaShem Elokecha, that there is this concept that God gave us for tshuva, meaning what? We make New Year's resolutions, and the New Year's resolutions, it's a test of how long you can keep it. Hopefully we can keep it the whole year. But as I've said before, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein once said in one of his Shabbat Shuvah drushes, to take one thing every year and improve upon it. Whatever it is, stick to one thing. We can't do too much at one time. It's impossible. But the point is over here, you have to set your GPS for one situation. How are you going to attempt to do it? What is the path that you're choosing to go? When you turn on the GPS and it asks you, what route would you like to take? There are three different routes. And here in this parasha it says, Uvocharto b'chayim, Laman techiya ato v'zarecha. And that's the very important point is, Laman techiya ato v'zarecha, because the path you choose will not only benefit you, will not only improve your life, letov loch, but it'll improve the life of your children. And therefore, obviously, if you have nachas from the children, it improves your life. But there are so many things that we have to focus on. Some of us are more successful than others. And we could focus on one thing that it said in last week's parasha, and it repeats it again in this week's parasha, in a lengthier way in this week's parasha, when it says, V'hosirecha Hashem litova, and last week, and in this week's parasha, it gives you the same pasuk, but it has Vosircha Hashem Elokecha b'chol maaseh yodecha b'fri v'tnecho b'fri behemtecho b'fri behemtecho u'fri ad mosecha litova. What does the word litova mean? Obviously, we think for good, but the point is when it says Vosircha Hashem litova. God, it gives you, some of us have enough to support. We eat through a living through the year. We have so many expenses. Those of us who are still paying tuition for the children, it's a monstrous expense. And we get through the year and we do our taxes and we hope that we've come out ahead and we eat through. And some of us have extra, some of us have a lot extra. And the point is, what God is telling us, what Moshe is trying to put across to Bnei Yisrael, when he says, "V'hosirecha Hashem litova." For those of you, I give certain people, I'm going to give you not only enough to survive on and live your life, but I'm going to give you, "V'hosirecha," I'm going to give you extra but on one condition, litova, provided that you use it for good things, provided you use it for the things that are to help the Torah. And that's why when I mentioned last week, Yisachar and Zebulun, Yisachar was on Har Gerizim and Zebulun was on Har Eval, and the warning was to Zebulun, once again, I'm giving you plenty of extra, but that is only if you continue to support Yisachar. If you're giving him the support, then that is Vahusircha, I'm giving you the extra litova to do the right thing with it. And that's what we look forward to doing. Those of us who have the extra finances, what are we actually doing with our money? And that is why, again, there's something else that's very interesting from last week's parsha, that it says again that not only am I giving you extra to do the right thing with it, but Yitencha Hashem, God is, excuse me, one second, I'll get back to it in a minute. But you have to, I entitled this year tonight, Silver Linings. But the point is, we go through, and we mentioned the Avos, Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov in this parsha, because what is the point of telling us that? Abraham went through 10 Nisyonos, but before he would make any decision, before he had any complaints, he would always wait to see the silver lining. And he saw, he went through all the Nisyonos, but never gave up hope that God would treat him properly. Yitzhak, the same thing, even though he had to live through the life with Esav, and that was his one problem that he had in his life. But he never gave up on the fact that when he saw that Yaakov returned from Esav, returned from the trouble with Esav, and returned from love and safe and sound, Yaakov could not believe when it says by Yaakov, "Vayimoein lehis nachem," it doesn't mean that he refused to accept the situation because he didn't believe God would do this to him. But the fact remains that "Vayimoein lehis nachem," he realized that it's not over yet. "Vayimoein lehis nachem," he didn't want to accept the fact that this was the end. He was always looking for the silver lining, and when he came down to Mitzrayim and he finally saw Yosef, he was at that point in Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. He had that faith and he kept it going through all the Nisyonos that he went through. He kept all of these things alive until at the end, and Yosef the same thing, and Moshe, of course, the same thing. Everything was, you don't judge until the final, until the toll, until, you know, the bell rings, so to speak. It's not over, as we always say, until it's totally over. But the one thing that God wants from us, it says, but God wants us, he says, God helps those who help themselves. This is where I started to say, it says in last week's parasha, Yitzav Hashem Itcha. How come it doesn't say Yitzav Hashem Licha? God will do all these things for you. You know, it says Yitzav Hashem Itcha. God will do things with you. In other words, if you sit down in the chair and don't attempt to go to work, or you wring your hands and do nothing and just say, oh, I need help from God, God is saying Yitzav Hashem Itcha. I will work with you. I don't work for you. I work with you. And that is something that we have to come to grips with sometimes, that we see people who don't make the attempt to make their way in life, they sort of give up or they just don't know what to do. But God is trying to tell you to get off the couch, so to speak, not become a couch potato and wring your hands, to please try to make through it somehow. Or we have somebody who is sitting and learning, but somebody who he knows is willing to support. And that is what God wants. Don't sit down and expect somebody else to feed your wife and children. It doesn't work that way. And that's why God says, Yitzav Hashem Itcha. And we come to this parasha, and that's what Moshe is telling them before they cross the Yarden. Atem nitzavim hayom kuchem. We're all starting even at this point. Ubocharto b'chayim, esachayim v'esamoves nasati l'ponecha. Choose the path. In other words, when you turn on the GPS, and I started to say when the GPS gives you three routes to take, there's obviously one path that will lead us to the promised land, so to speak. But the fact is, it's not only obviously we're going into the promised land, but how long will you be there? Umol Hashem Elokecha, Eslavav Echovi, Eslavav Zarecha. If your children have a model to look up to somebody who is learning Torah, to somebody who is, as we see, all of us who are listening to Shiurim during the day and at night, have made a decision, not just for ourselves, but have made a decision to better ourselves so that we could teach our children when they ask us questions. I remember one time in particular, after I got married and we had an opportunity to begin the Daf Yomi at that point, and I thought to myself how many times I learned with my father, who was a Rebbe, and I would ask him for a pshat and to explain to me a piece of Gemara, and there were times when he would look at it and says, yeah, he hadn't looked at that Gemara for a long time, and he needed a few minutes to, you know, to bone up on it, and then he'll be ready. Give me a half hour, and I'll be ready to answer your questions. But the point is, I thought at that time when I decided to join the Daf Yomi, one of the thought processes, I don't want to have to go through that situation when my children reach a certain point and ask me questions. I wanted to be able to answer them as quickly as possible. And that is what we all strive for, and that's what we all are learning for. Lilmod lishmar v'lasos l'kayem, to do things not only to learn it, but do it for the sake. Did you ever pick up a book and you felt you couldn't put it down? And sometimes we reach that point when we're learning. It's amazing how if we get so involved in a piece of Gemara, sometimes it is so engrossing that we just can't put it down. It's like a good book, and we can't put it down until the sugya, until the topic is over, and we're ready to, and it feeling is probably the best feeling when you absorb something under those conditions, and you learn it, and you feel that you've grasped it. There is a sense of, tremendous sense of satisfaction. So while, and that is what we call learning Torah Lishma, because we're not doing it to accomplish anything other than learning it because God gave it to us to learn. And that is what Li'ahava es Hashem Elokecha. We're learning it just for the pure sake, not for somebody to say, you know, I need to learn it so that I could, you know, have somebody, as one of the Tanoim in the Gemara said, I'm not teaching the Gemara, I'm not learning this Gemara so that people will call me Rebbe and I will get that pleasure of hearing people refer to me as a great tzaddik because I know how to learn better, but they're doing it li'ahava es Hashem Elokecha. And that is why I say this is the premier parsha to learn. But the truth is, the parsha itself says everything that we would want to hear when we do the parsha. And it's your choice. God is giving you the choice. And you turn on the GPS and you have to follow the path. And when you go into the land and God gives you all his great blessings for everything, are you using what we have to see? Are you using everything to the best of your ability? But the interesting thing that we get towards at the end of the parsha, and Moshe says something that's incredible when he says, Hayidosi bochem hayom es hashamayim v'es haaretz. What does that really mean? Are we trying to animate the heaven and the earth? Are we saying that they have any ability to be Eidos? But the reality is, it's not so. That's not what he's saying. We can trust God at to the limit that we can trust God, because we know every time you hear all these people, sometimes scientists say that there is a meteorite that's getting close to the earth or a comet that's getting close to the earth and things get destroyed and there are stars that implode and our solar system at some point in time, perhaps it's in danger. But Moshe is telling him, Hayidosi bochem hayom et hashamayim v'et haaretz. Just as the earth, the fact that the earth still exists, that the fact that the heavens still exist and we live on this earth for all these years, it has existed through millennia without any, not to say without any tragedy, but certainly, or without any cosmic events, but the fact is it continues to survive. So the Eidos is the earth itself. It survives the same way that the earth survives. We will continue to survive. But we continue to survive only when we have the faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is what Moshe is trying to say. Before you make a judgment and something goes wrong, remember that there is a silver lining. when somebody loses a job, I remember somebody telling me that time when he was fired and he was feeling so terrible, and he called me up at work and he didn't know what to do, what would happen. And then somebody else hired him a while later. He was hired to go into a business, and the business and the person had the money, and he asked them to run the business, and the business did so well that first couple of years he became a very wealthy man in the space of a few years after. And after the crying and the wringing of his hands at the beginning, he said, I called my boss every morning. The first thing I came in and I called my old boss and said, thank you for firing me, because this opportunity never would have taken shape had he been still working at the time. And we never know. And we all have something in our lives that we could look to, that there are silver linings, and we should not make those judgments until at least sufficient time has passed before we could see where life has taken us and the lives of our children. Things happen, we don't understand it. That's why God is saying, you have to trust me. Uvocharto b'chayim, if you will choose the righteous path, if you will choose the right path, then I will take care of the rest. Things may not be rosy all the way through for a while, but somewhere along the line, rewards show up. We don't want to say that you should be, you know, do al manas l'kabel pras, because you're going to get reward. But nevertheless, we want you to do it. That's why God is saying li'ava, because it's very difficult for somebody to see the silver linings all the time. But nevertheless, God is asking us to make the attempt. And Moshe Rabbeinu is trying to instill that quality and that midah in Bnei Yisrael now. We're crossing the Jordan. We're making that monumental step. Don't let that step take us the wrong way. When we all become wealthy while we are living in the land of Israel at the beginning, when we're all doing well, don't make the misstep and forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because while I gave you the land, because you're here, because I put you here, you could be taken out of the land if you fall in the wrong direction. May we all have, all of us, we have a tremendous bracha that we started this year a few years ago, and it has obviously grown by leaps and bounds. And it only grows because everybody that calls in and everybody that listens to the various shiurim, that we continue to grow from one shiur to the next. It's amazing how many people are available, all the Magidei shiur, how much they give of their time. If the people would understand how much time it takes sometimes for the preparation, some more or less, but nevertheless, it takes time. And not only the Magidei shiur, but the people that call in, There's no rabbi without his congregation. There is nobody around without the people. And that is our saving grace, that even though we are the chosen people, and that should we even stray, God, we have to look at that. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was always pushing the buttons for Klal Yisrael. When we made a misstep, he'd say, we are the chosen people. And we have to remember that even if we make the missteps, we should never look around and say, well, I've crossed the line and therefore I could never come back. In Yiddishkeit is one thing, when we say you could never go home again, that may be an English proverb, but in Judaism, you could always come home again. No matter how far somebody has strayed, no matter how far he's gone, I've seen people have traveled a tremendous distance from Yiddishkeit, and yet so many times something happens in their life. There's an event that changes the course of a person's life. So when we invite people to shul, when we invite people to a meal, when we sit down and learn with somebody, we never know, sometimes you strike the right chord. May we all be zocher to strike the chord in our own lives, and therefore the lives of our children and grandchildren. And those of us who see great-grandchildren, may we continue to have in the schus of all the shiurim and all the magidei shiur who give of their time, may we be blessed with a healthy and prosperous new year. Have a good yontif and have good tekiyas. Thank you.